This is a recording of ISIS International from the Commission on the Status of Women, held in New York in March 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
Now, I hope you find the book found in your hand, because my English is poor, so I use this thing. But I'm not going to read all that one. Please open the first page. We have very rich experiences in suffering tsunami and also earthquakes, many centuries. However, all the policies taken afterwards were mainly focused on male victims, and they had no very scarce attention to for particularly to women. But the Japanese society has been changing recently. So please look at the second paragraph. The 1995 Great Hanshin Awaji earthquake on January 17th in 1999 started, and this has brought devastation as attacks this densely populated urban area. And based on the particularly the low income community in these urban areas were really severely suffering. And based on the experiences of this catastrophic earthquake, Women Met Kobe, a women's NGO organizing Kobe in 1992, luckily before the earthquake occurred, this was very effective on making the Japanese society a little bit gender sensitive. So the Women's Met Kobe was an organization which was originally formed to upgrade women's status, but it worked beyond the expectation and our expectation to have not only a local impact but also the national impact. And they documented item by item, the situation of women and men who had suffered from this earthquake. A huge notebook was compiled, and then on the basis of that, they published reports and books on gender issues surrounding disaster relief, protection, and reconstruction of livelihoods, which in turn have had a certain impact upon the disaster measures taken by other NGOs and later on by the national and local governments, considering how disasters and gender issues relate with each other. And this toll of this earthquake totaled this number, and men were 2,700, while women were 3,000 and almost 700. So, and among those women killed were elderly, low-income women who were living alone. So we have this serious problem of women living alone, and Japanese women live very long and alone because husbands died first, way back. Besides, at the scene of the disaster, as well as evacuation sites, were reported incidences of violence against women, which often happens everywhere in the world, and even against children. The children suffer very much from the violence. At the World Conference of Disaster Reduction in January 2005, the Japanese government proposed an initiative for disaster reduction through ODA, which enumerates gender perspectives as one of its basic policies. As a result, this policy was incorporated into the revisions of Japan's basic disaster management plan, originally drawn in 1963. In that time, we had no gender sensitiveness. However, first in July 2005 and then February 2008. So they keep telling, they mean JICA and also Ministry of Foreign Affairs, they keep telling international cooperation, Japan has a sincere consideration on gender issues in this disaster issue. However, in actuality, we have to keep watch, very severe watch, how they are implemented when the international cooperation projects are conducted. So please send your information to us, then we will lobby the government and JICA. Of concrete cases, very much welcome. However, at the time of a tsunami in Indian Ocean, Japanese government exceptionally very quick to send the assistance money to UNIFEM, and which immediately went to Sumatra. I hear that was just a combination of certain individual who was stationed in UNDP and UNIFEM, and then some cooperation in some person of JICA stationed in Sumatra. So one episode does not make a sufficient precedence. Only the combination of these individuals. So we have to make that a system. That episode is not a system yet. So this is our challenge. And then please go to the following. How many minutes do I have?
3.
Okay,
it's
a lot. Okay, now, second page. A series of such actions by the government was made possible through the solidarity of women's net code. The publication was very effective. And the other women and NGOs throughout Japan to urge the government to address the issues by presenting empirical reports, which should be counted as one of the achievements of women's NGOs. At the time of 2005 Niigata Chuetsu earthquake in October 2004, the Cabinet Office sent a female official at Gender Equality Bureau under the Cabinet Office to the local support office, a tentative translation is such, for the first time for the national government side, so as to demonstrate its concern for women's needs in health and daily life. But they said only one woman. How much influence can she have for the whole system of the rescue project? So in a way, that was just, at that time, I must say that was just a token, but still better than nothing, or very different from nothing. So, and then I think the items, rescue items, including napkins and other things, has been increasing. Before they were only sending blankets and also some medical items and so on. The self-support of disaster victims that comes after the emergency measures, right after the disaster, also embodies gender gaps. As the measures taken by the national and local government imposes requirement based on the male breadwinner model, which place women as disadvantageous positions, some female regular employees who had to take a long-time leave after the disaster to care for injured or sick family members or clean their houses and lost jobs. Those women lost jobs. So that women are expected to cater the family and also local neighborhood, then they are forced to be kicked out from the job. So they lose their income, particularly when the mother child has to suffer more. So please go down on this page, 4-3. The second big plan for gender equality was decided upon by the government cabinet in December 2005, cites disaster prevention and relief as one of the concrete measures to promote gender equality in fields of requiring for new initiatives. Now, we are in the stage of setting, the government is in the stage of setting the third basic plan in December this year. So as NGOs have been lobbying very strongly on many issues, but this includes this disaster management. Thank you very much.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.